And finally, you have the summary and diagnosis section. Please make note that this section will look the same across all assessment documents, both the full and reassessments for the child and adolescents, as well as the adults. You will see that the client's strengths have been moved from the first page to the last page and provided its own section, as you see on the right screenshot on the very top of the page next to the red arrow. In addition, boxed in red, you will notice in addition under disposition, recommendations, and plan. Here, staff are now to identify, based on clinical judgment, overall clinical picture, and gathering of information, if the consumer falls under no immediate risk, low risk, moderate risk, or high risk. Again, this section is to be determined based on clinical judgment, but also based on what information you have gathered. You want to consider the client's history, life areas impaired, protective factors, any substance use issues, history of suicidality, or any other information that will support the risk level you've identified. Remember that the risk level you identify should connect back and be a reflection of what has been noted throughout the assessment. So let's say, although a client may have scored low risk on the CSSRS, what does the rest of the assessment tell us about the client? What's the overall picture of your client? If you are not sure what the overall risk level is based on the information you've gathered, please consult with your supervisor for further support and clinical discussion.